In today's broadcast, I'm doing an introduction from the creator, basically me. So basically, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, so you know who I am and what I do. And to start off with, my name is Russ Hansen. I live in Utah. I am almost 49 years old. As of next month, I will be. I have lived in Utah for, almost 48 and a half years. Way too long to live in this state. I have seen other states. I've been to Michigan. I've been through Idaho, Nebraska, and stuff like that. I've also been in Kansas. I have relatives that live in other parts of the United States, such as Pennsylvania and Vermont, and stuff like that. Let's see here. The reason why I am against Republicans is because I have seen how the Republicans have treated our economy and how basically how they have given all the tax credits to the rich and said, screw the poor. Whereas Democrats have not done that at all. The Democrats are trying to make it so the rich have to pay their fair share of taxes and trying to help out the poor and lower class. So that's why I'm a Democrat. But I also do see along some of the Republican lines as well about, you know, spending too much on stuff that's not needed. Hence the old stimulus package that came out earlier this year. How they sent hundreds of millions of dollars to the other countries to help them out, when in fact the other countries should be helping themselves out without us helping them out at all. I don't know if that seems wrong or not, but the United States needs to help out the United States before it helps out any other country. And this pandemic is far from over. From all the resources I've heard and read, there is a stronger strain of COVID-19 coming out there that will probably knock us on our ass, and there's going to need a phase two shots for it as well. There are many House Democrats, I should say almost all the House Democrats and about 21, 22 House Senate Democrats that are trying to push for a fourth stimulus check for $2,000 and recurring monthly payments of $1,000 each until this pandemic is over. They have written and talked to President Biden about this, but he is busy trying to work on his infrastructure bill. Hopefully, if they do get that added, they'll add it to the infrastructure bill and be able to pass it by reconciliation, which would leave them only one more time to do reconciliation this year, since they're only allowed to do three things of reconciliation per year. And they're also trying to make D.C. as well as Puerto Rico our 51st and 52nd state of the United States of America. And the Republicans don't want that because they don't want competition. That's the only bad thing about Republicans is they don't want no competition. They want to have supreme rule of the Senate and the House so they can screw all the little people and give all the rich people all the tax breaks. I believe the United States needs to have universal health care, universal schooling, as well as a lot of other universal things. The child tax credit that they're trying to make it so the parents can get it monthly, I think is a waste, because most of these parents are currently still on unemployment, so they're getting monthly, they're getting basically weekly stimulus checks from the government every week, whereas everyone else out there that is actually still working during this pandemic is getting screwed. So, I mean, I am partially Democrat and partially Republican on that matter. But before I go, continue to ramble on, like I said, I am Russ. I'm from Utah. I was born in Minnesota. I've been in Utah for 48 and a half years. And at first it was interesting. Now it sort of got boring. And I am single. It's hard to find a good lady here in Utah because most of them are stuck-up snobby Mormons. And the funny thing is that's only here in Utah. And I've met LDS from other states that were so cool and so laid back and so open-minded that I wasn't even sure that they were LDS compared to the ones here in Utah. The ones here in Utah are, like I said, they're stuck up, they're snobs, they're conceited, they're self-righteous. They believe their shit don't stink. Well, that's a bad thing about Utah. Utah shit does stink if you're Mormon. Because I am not Mormon. I am actually Episcopalian. And yes, here in my life, I've had a fiance that died in 2018 from cardiovascular disease. I was with her for 13 amazing years. She was my life. She was my love. She made me so happy. And I miss her every single day immensely. I have been, had two car accidents in my life. I've been basically, well, not car accidents. I've been hit by a car twice in my life. I have basically been in detention homes. I've been in jail once. I've been in boys' homes, boys' ranches, foster homes, all throughout my childhood life. And as an adult, I've been trying to clean my act up and keep myself straight because my dad, being the idiot he was before he died, he actually went to prison for 5 years for attempting to break into a place. And I don't want to be following my dad's footsteps because he was a piece of shit. But I will end this at the six-minute mark. So basically, you guys have a wonderful evening out there, and I will try to get some more information out to you ASAP. Until next time, you have a great evening. Bye.